Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
The file black folks on. Good man.
All right. Three,
go do something,
four.
And I got some reason to come on the TV and talk for some reason. And you know what makes me so angry? And I don't want to call them the elitist black. But those blacks who have made it, they use it. And at the same time, don't come in and help the masses. So the masses are suffering for the lack of knowledge. It's the elitist. If you notice, a lot of those folks who made it, they're the ones sometimes who moved away from the church and came up with all this meditation, this and that, my God, this. They kind of moved. Not all of them. Most of those who didn't, they'll let you know, and they're doing all right. But they begin, the one begin to say, I'm in the chopa ropa ropa, and I can do this and meditate here. And just have kind of moved on. And those people who made it in this country got younger blacks thinking that they can't make it. And that's not true. And that kind of worries me, because all of the other folks coming here, why do you think they dying to get here? They dying, boy. I mean, they having a fit to get in this country, sleeping everywhere. And why? This is so bad. You know, why? And most folks who talk that mess haven't went to another country, except these older, these people who got money. And they talk about how the white man got his foot on our necks, and some of them do too. Because out of all the stuff they made and money they made based off of black people, they don't come back and reinvest. And when they come back, they come with a social worker, I'm going to help you people attitude. I gave something to the so-and-so. They have more of an attitude about us than the other folks, and that's not what it's supposed to be. If you look at our history, and I'm going to be talking about the Patriots today, the black Patriots. If you look at our history, you will find, and it wasn't just because of segregation, folks, that's because we were segregated. It was a mindset of rebuilding the community, that there were people who built houses. When you look at T.K. Lawless and Mr. Johnson, you know, I bought Mr. Lawless' house a long time ago, but look at the T.K. Lawless. Look, he built houses for people. He had opened up buildings for people to be able to have offices. He had other apartment buildings. Some of them had, you know, they had shops and help folks. But these people don't. So we got to look at this stuff. I saw on the television yesterday, all them people there demanding reparations in California. I told y'all was getting tricked when they first started this mess. And that's why I didn't get in it, because we were really on it and they knew it. That's another reason they came after me. But because the business folks, the white business folks, led by the black elite, I hate to call them elite, a black unconscious, I should say, not conscious blacks, but a better than I blacks. They used them to help talk and push it, whether they was in office or out of office, or whether it was business. And God rest Andy's soul, Dr. Andy Thompson, when we had mobilized for reparation around the country, we had them together. But we was going after these companies. J.P. Morgan, how he made his money, the railroad company, the insurance companies. All these people who had not been in office. The Lehman Brothers wouldn't have had the movie theater had not been for in Montgomery, when they had those folks enslaved. And then even they started to the filming company, everything else. If you look across the board, America is a great country. I'm not going to say it's not great. But it's things we have lost out on. And America was built off the backs of enslaved blacks in America. And it wasn't just the government. See, they made laws, of course. When Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation and they was fighting in the South, going back and forth, that was when Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman and all of them went to him, and they did that, and he had the other stuff. But then you had people like the Lehman Brothers down in the South being factors and stuff. They were factors. What are factors? Some folks still have factors. It's like if you came and you wanted to get this plot of stuff for cotton and stuff, and you didn't have the money, they loan you the money. So they was like the go-between, but they still kind of own it. Like when you go down to, I told you once before, when you go to Montgomery and you go to Dexter Avenue, which is interesting because that's where Dr. King launched the other stuff. It used to be Market Street because they did slaves. It's some slave houses and stuff. They're going to turn a lot of stuff down there. When they built this museum with the dirt from slave people there, they start tearing out some of your other stuff that they already had. I think a few is there because I went there trying to get some of the stuff, and I saw what they done. And they just started this in the last 10 years to start tearing some of the stuff down that was really there. But the companies took y'all eyes off of them and made you some government better give it to me. I'm not saying government didn't have a part in the enslavement of black people or made laws. But these companies wanted you to get your eyes off of them. And who did they use? Some of our really leaders who really don't understand, and some of them mean good and some of them don't. Some of them took money to do it. They said, we want that reparation. And they don't even know how to define reparation. Everybody else got it? No. And when we had our conferences, and we had mobilized all over the country, we had all the whole country mobilized as we was gathering our information so that we could really go after these companies. Norfolk coming out once again, destroying the black community, using black folks all through. They already taken all the, from 55th and Norma all around there back over, destroyed the whole community. Now they coming the other way. Major slave people. That's how they made their business off enslaved people. Told y'all to get the House of Morgan, the Lehman Brothers. It's so many folks, the insurance companies. And those are the things that we were keying on. And those companies were scared that they was going to get bankrupt. So they got a group of people to start hollering and refocusing back on government. And I just want to tell y'all that. Well, I've been here, and I think you should give me. That's when I saw one man on TV yesterday. Give me and some of us, like, deeds to some land. Or give me this and give me that. It just doesn't make any sense. And I told y'all one day, I'm going to dedicate a lot of my research and a lot of time just to y'all on reparation. And we defined a reparation, the National Reparation Committee that we had with Dr. Anderson, Lerone Bennett, Professor Small, and the Thompson, who's now gone. And if those people in city council want reparation, they need to enforce the law that I passed when I was in there. And are they looking at these companies who had to fill out these financial interest statements? They'll find a lot of stuff in there to say whether they was involved in slavery. So that upsets me, the whole reparation piece, because it's a game. It's a real game, because they know people want something free. Ain't nothing free, y'all. And plus, the government don't have that much money. We'd be being taxed out, and the government is not totally responsible for what happened to reparation. It's these companies who would not have made it had they not had to work us, and they got to be billionaires and millionaires, and they running around like they doing something. And reparation means to repair the damage. And see, they got you so caught up. The people, I'm not gonna do that. I had nothing to do with that. I didn't. My people just got here. But in our reparation, the ordinance that we passed, we didn't care whether you just got here or not. We said in one government, we said companies, which means this one just every, is the companies had to go through their archives and say, was they coming to build off the backs of slavery? I don't care if you just bought it. What the origin, the place of origin, did that have? whether they sold the company 10 times, the origin of it, and you had to put your involvement with slavery and who was your slave. And they had to list them. And Lehman Brothers thought they was going to get away with it, and they didn't. And we took almost $1 billion of contract from them. They mad as hell. They said, we're going to get a Chase, Morgan come running, all these folks. Because you begin to focus on companies, and they're going to keep out. And that's what gets me. All folks got to do is holler, and we jump. It's just crazy. It's crazy as hell. We don't fight for it. I mean, it's like, when I see these, now let me tell you something. In the movie, we had some white women who were all folks not bad, so I'm not painting a bad brush. But you got some of these white women leading our children, leading our community in the wrong direction. And the difference was they worked with us. They didn't lead us. They worked with us. We came up with our own plan. So it's like, to see that hurts me so bad, to see how they playing our people with repairing the damage. So when people tell you, say, I just got here. I didn't know. I was fine. You just a citizen. You move out the way. But listen, do you have a company? You're not asking this citizen to here to pay the government to pay. But if you're involved with a company, if it is, your wealth came from enslavement, then we was talking about repairing the damage. And how did you repair the damage? God rest Andy's soul. He came up with this. And this is what we're going to do. And we talked about it, and that's what our mission was to, Dr. Andy Thomas, was to do something similar to a Marshall Plan they did in Europe when they rebuilt Europe. But we would take that, and it's been a long time, and I said, I don't know what we can do. You would take that and you would deal with our mental health, education, a pot for fun in terms of economics, all those things that wouldn't be spreading out, giving me million, all of that. And it was really, and those companies had to pay into it. And we weren't playing about that. So that's that. I just want to let y'all know, I was embarrassed to see them folks on TV in California. We want them to give out. California broke, got them homeless people running all over the place, smoking dope, cracks shooting up, just giving up hope. And they don't have it. Newsom in debt. But people play with us. Now the new game is, the new game is this, and we're going to talk about it one. And okay, affirmative action. Ooh, I saw the usual suspect. Anybody see Whoopi, I crack up because she took the name Goldberg. She's just, all she hang with is white people out there. Most of them folks ain't been to the black community so long, but we're like, people just step on it. They use us to keep moving, and the masses get nothing out of it, and I think that's what made me upset. I don't have no problem. I'm glad they knocked it out. I know y'all get mad. You give me your opinions. We come back. We fought to make sure that we could even the playing field. Affirmative action was for black people. Only a quarter. That wasn't even a whole piece. That was a part of it because black folks have been denied education. These folks have been denied nothing, the rest of them. And they've been denied the right to live and enjoy this wealth in this country, black labor, white wealth, as Dr. Anderson would say. And that's what it was for. And then it went on. Black people don't get no affirmative action. And I don't know why these black folks hollering. White women get it. Other people of color get it. In fact, it was a man of color who was in there suing about he wanted to go. Your child, the mass, is not going to get into no darn Harvard. Don't fool yourself. That's not for us. You know, I want them same folks to be hollering about educating our children so that those children will be able to go to an institution. These kids are not going to be able to do nothing. What's happened to our babies and our children and our community, they are creating underclasses so deep they can't read, can't write, can't think, just fight, just do other stuff. Animals, they're creating a whole other thing. And the only people that would benefit from that would be the small group of people who are able to get their kids in private school, get their kids here, so their kids could be able to study to go on to those schools. And then, so I don't give a darn about Harvard. They should be fighting by the black colleges and the other stuff and make these colleges bring these prices down. Oh, no, they did the student debt. And y'all just right along with them, hollering and screaming, when Nancy Pelosi herself said that, and you know that if you know the law, that a president can't do that. Congress have to. They can delay the debt, but they can't do that. Congress would have to do that. Now, so you got people hollering about that. All of my children went to school. I got plus loans and everything. I had 5 children, y'all. I even put my house up, kept getting loans on my house. Gas going. I mean, one time they put in the paper, do I have to tell my gas is off? All of them tell my gas, yep, because I sent money to my children in school. And I paid that stuff off. And we don't have time to be fighting those fights. When our children cannot read, that's the fight. They can't go that no way. And these folks, you know, I don't have no problem with the next president, Barack, sending his children to Sitwell School. I think that's good. I think every school should be a Sitwell School. But you can't send your children to that. How many kids? I had one of my granddaughters graduated from De La Salle. A lot of folks, her daddy sent her there, mama worked, so but a lot of folks couldn't go there because he decided he wasn't taking them, putting her in school. My other grandsons went to Hell Franciscan. Because their fathers, so they weren't going. But I'm saying, then I had some that went to the regular public school. I'm saying to you, that nobody, first there was a right, we had to fight for the right for public education for us, the right to read, because they didn't allow us to read. If they found you with a book, that's how Frederick Douglass got transferred to another slave master, thank God, because the master found out that he was reading. Yes, he was reading, and he had learned how to read by being with the master's wife while she was reading the Bible and told her to teach him the Bible, and he was reading the Bible. He learned through that. And you would get killed for reading, learning how to read. So now they don't have to kill you. They just put you in a school and teach you all this ungodly stuff, but don't teach you reading, writing, math. All the stuff that you can make it. Well, we had our people back there who created and did so much because they was black patriots, went to the service, all that stuff, Mary McLeod Bethune, all these folks, you know, all of them. If you look at all of these folks, we'll talk about it more, W.B. Du Bois, all these folks, they was patriots. They fought the system that was wrong, but they was patriots, black patriots. They knew this was our country. And they said we were going to have to fight back and build, and we were just as good as anybody else. They had that. So y'all can get all up shaken out because them white women ain't going to get their contracts. And them people of color that are going to get their contracts. What did you get out of it? Even a contract that comes on the back of your children. The public schools is a cash cow on your property tax. And I'm gonna do the research on that, because I don't think that the public schools have a right to levy taxes against us. I think it's against the law. And I'm going to find out. I'm not sure, so I can't go too far into that. But then you have your public schools, they don't care. Who got this contract to clean? Who got this contract to bring the food? Who got this contract to fix this? Who got the contract? Then they start talking, if affirmative action is so great, why don't we have folks in these apprentice programs who really are, how come we have not, the unions do not have black folks in their unions? Very few black people are in the trades. And we used to do very good trades, but affirmative action, and when they want to fill it out, they get people of color. They don't get you. Contracts. Who's going to build this? Who's going to build it? Well, I got this percentage for the white woman. The white women benefited from affirmative action more than black people, you know, and we the one that fought for it. And then I hear people say, but, well, they compare the LGBTQ rights like to do us, like the rights to this and the rights to that, and there's nobody. And I got this when Lerone Bennett Jr. testified in city council. He said there's nobody that's been hurt, abused and misused as much as the descendants of the slave blacks in America. Everybody else had it easy. They came on over. Now, there was a, and I'm going to tell you what paper to go look for, and y'all can look for it too. I was surfing, and I don't know, it was one of them off stations. I hadn't, that was the first time I seen one of these stations. And they was doing this, somebody did this research, they was talking about reparation. And they was talking about all of the presidents that was alive. You couldn't guess out of the ones that's alive which one didn't ancestors didn't own slaves. And I was shocked. And it was Trump. And they said, well, of course not. His family came from Scotland at a later time. But Bush family had slaves. Biden and Obama. I know y'all don't like that. I was telling somebody about it this morning. They told me, oh, you know, that's because he came from Africa. His family came from Africa. They'll come up with excuses. Why are they talking about all these enslaved? This African stuff, this. Why are they talking about all this other stuff? And here our children can't read. The major fight in this country right now got to be a fight for our children, for the right to have an education. We get ready to go into AI. I've been giving my grandkids AI books for a few years. We haven't taught them that. They don't. Our kids are really, except that's why I had the lady last week on when she was talking, Ms. Jones, when she was talking about the things they're doing for their children. You know, nobody ever talk about Pinewood. You know, Pinewood is a black boarding school in Mississippi. I'm going to try to get him on one day, the president. I mean, we have done good things, but they got other folks who made it because of the movement is redirecting black people. Don't tell me, oh, I saw chapter. Affirmative action like a stab in the back. The courts did that to the LGBT. That's like one person said. I heard one person someone, well, doing that to the LGBT is like Jim Crow 10.0 all over. Wait a minute. Our movement wasn't about sex. Our movement was about black people. It's misleading. That's all I'm trying to say, y'all. I got to take a break now? Okay, y'all. It's so much to talk about. Okay. I got stuff to tell y'all. I got so much to tell y'all. I got to tell y'all about what's going on with the urban prep, which I'll talk about at the other. I want to tell y'all about quite a few things. Dorothy Wright Tillman, Talk of Chicago, 1690 of VON, Coffee Tea, in a conversation with me right here. Great WVON, I'm 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.vona.com. We're on iHeartRadio, tickets up you go. We're on Facebook, and we're on Blog Talk. We are celebrating, and we want to hear what you got to say. Yeah, Frederick Douglass did that speech, but listen to the whole speech. Let's talk about then what country. Is this your country, or have you given it up to all these folks? Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Coffee Tea, the conversation with me. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back in 1 minute.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Women are the foundation of our communities. Research shows black women may have higher risk for breast cancer and reduced access to breast cancer screening. Jackson Park Hospital and the University of Illinois Cancer Center have teamed up to ensure women get easy access to high-quality mammograms. In need of a mammogram? Visit Jackson Park's Chief Radiologist Dr. Arlene Richardson. Every Monday, women can walk in for breast cancer screening services from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. as part of their Mammo Monday program. They accept patients even if you have no insurance. Call a breast health navigator today at 773-947-7870.
Leave ordinary at the door because extraordinary is in store at YMCA of Metropolitan Chicago Day Camp, Overnight Camp, and Family Camp. Camp is a time for youth and families to stretch their imagination, to flex their creative muscles, to learn new skills, and to make lifelong memories. At the Y, we believe in the power of play. At Y Day Camp, Overnight Camp, and Family Camp, we play for fun and we play for progress. Discover your camp at ymcachicago.org/camp. Interested in helping the Y? Facilitate the adventure? Join the team by visiting ymcachicago.org/careers.
Here at at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound. We use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision-making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704. CordellCordell.com.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Say it loud. Oh, beautiful, oh, beautiful. Okay, how y'all doing? I'm back, y'all. I know y'all upset with me because here she go. You know, it's, my heart hurts a lot because, and I'd be sad because of what's going on with our children and our people, the contracts. And they play games with us. I was reading an article where they said the school system was really low on, I'm looking for the enrollment. And now that the immigrants here, they're bringing the numbers up. The enrollment's going to have much more. I told y'all. Didn't I tell y'all that's what that money was for? That they taxing us for? I don't think they legally have a right to do it. I'm going to find out when did this Board of Education get a right to tax me. And I was talking to a friend of mine last night. They were saying that they need to do a forensic audit on the board to see how much taxes we pay and how much money go toward those communities and how those schools are. Because we're paying for something we're not getting. And I know y'all all hyped up and all crazy and stuff. I don't get like that. You know, one thing we learned in the Civil Rights Movement was that through your information, your strategies grow. So you're supposed to always gather the information. And so you're not supposed to jump at everything people say. Because I know how we fought for certain rights, but everybody else took it, and I think that they have exploited it. They bastardized it, and they threw it in our face. Black folks got to beg for a contract, and somebody else gets them on affirmative action, and the white women get it, and run their companies for their husbands. That's what they do. And you got the other people of color, and then black folks beg. Can I get one? And I'm going to go to the phones in a second. One of the things, when I was in office, and it's all part of my book, I'm writing. Melody, he said, girl, finish that book. Okay, Melody, I'm almost. I got to just focus. When the American Home Builders, we gave them, we can do it now. They gave American Home Builders, so Fourth Ward was next to me. Tony Pertwin was next to me. And they was giving up all that land for a dollar to these white home builders. And the rationale was, you want to put it back on the tax roll, which makes sense. It's just sitting vacant, right? City-owned lot. And so they give it to them, and they built houses, and they sold them back to the community. And the black contractors or the black developers had to beg to be get one or two houses in the parade of homes. That's what they called them. I got a whole thing on that. So when the third ward had a lot of lots, they were running there. I'm telling you, it was about the land. God ain't making no more land. So they came to me and they said, the home builders want to build in your, which is, I said, I'm not giving the home builders nothing. Why not? It's going to put it back on the tax roll. I said, well, I want black folks to build them. We got a 70-30. And I was told, but there's no black organization that can do this, and they're not going to do it, and blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, yeah. So I put together the African American Home Builders Association. Of course, home builders sitting in one person. I think his name, what's Wade's name? Over there, sitting over there, to try to disrupt what we was doing, but I wouldn't let him. So I put some seasoned developers who have really built from the ground up. I put 10 of them together. And some that wasn't, and that just have been doing rehab to help them. And I told them to have a 70-30. And we built those houses over there on St. Lawrence. It used to be a dope den. I remember a little boy stopped by and said, Mister, what you doing? And Ernest Brown was president of it. I had Elsie. I had a bunch of Montez. Even Roland Bird's son was part of our group. And I'm not, he said, who died? The boy was walking from Wichita. He said, there's nobody died, son. Well, why are you digging that hole? He said, we're going to build houses. You know, a little boy walked past some houses every day until he saw the house. He was there when we finished. When we broke the grounds on them houses, I don't think Daly thought we could do it, but we did it. The home builders got mad. The American home builders got so angry, and I set aside 100 lots. I was going to let the African-American home builders build 100 houses. And if you go on 44th and Vincennes, you see that greenhouse, because Julian was part of our stuff. And I said, I want you to build this. And that wasn't part of our lots. But I went and told the mayor, I'm getting this corner. He said, it's not part of your lots. I said, I don't care. So we negotiated that we take that corner, and he can do what he wants to next. And you see that brown, and he was going to let IT or somebody build. Eugene was the building. I said, I don't care as long as I can do this. So I told Junior to go in there and stay in there for a year and to see what it's like and put aside 50 houses for that. So when you saw the attack, y'all have to understand, it was really about economics and the land. It wasn't about no personality. Everybody thought it was about my personality. But I understood, and the whole war was planned. And this is not to, because I don't care. You know, I see you respect the seats and you move on. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is economics. You don't want affirmative action. They're going to come in our ward, take our lots, and don't let nobody hell to get in there. Last thing, and I'm trying to take a few calls before I take a break. Johnny Taylor, we're going to go out with Johnny Taylor. Okay. The last thing is that the Harold Washington Cultural Center, they said a black man built Harold Washington Cultural Center and he had an 80%, 90% black contractor. Just know that. From the ground up. And what I was trying to do is to show that black folks could do. Even some folks talk about, well, you didn't do the crop center. Nope. I wasn't giving them millions of dollars, put that on, nobody couldn't go to work. Because Stacy was going to be my example of what you could really do with economics for black people. But you have to be able to have a plan, but you also got to be able to fight because it's not easy. You can't give up. So economics, tell me about, so don't tell me about affirmative action. I know what black folks haven't gotten. Don't tell me about that. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of folks just kicking us around and we don't get nothing. Our children, I think all these folks hollering and screaming need to make in our leadership a major movement about the education of black children because we backed it when they couldn't read. And education and fight about our folks being able to have not no equity, but equality, and that we are able to get these contracts and do this other stuff. I'm telling you that an urban prep, where is the black community outcry with urban prep? They trying to slide urban prep into a failing Chicago public school system. Talk of Chicago, 69WVN, our number 773-596. We're streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook group, Facebook. And you can also get us on Blog Talk. I'm going to try to take a couple of calls before I go, and then we'll come back. And I'm going to take y'all calls. We're going to talk, y'all. I really want to talk about this stuff. I'm sick of these folks. They're billionaires. They got to be millionaires off exploiting black folks and don't put nothing back. I'm going to go to the phone. Darva, you've been there for a little while. How you doing this morning? Good morning, Darva. Hello? Put Darva on hold. Ron. Hello?
Ms. Tillman?
Yes.
Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Well, people need to read yesterday's Sun-Times, page 15, decade-load enrollment decline in CPS, reversed by, they call them migrants, illegal immigrants. But here's the thing.
Wait, before you go. I mentioned that up front, but I didn't get ready
to. You sure did.
But I'm glad you mentioned it, because this is some deep stuff. Go on, Ron.
Yeah, and then, but see, that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. That's all about that's about money. That's about money. But then the deputy chief of staff, Christina Zayas, said to ensure better education outcomes for the new arrivals.
What is that?
That is a slap in to better education. Why do they think 80-some thousand people have left the system, primary black people, because the system does not educate, and you're going to say to guarantee better outcomes for new arrivals who are not citizens.
Well, let me tell you what that meant. I read and got very upset. That meant that all that money,
absolutely,
the property tax they finna put on me and you, is going to teach them so that they be doctors. Look, they can be, you go to the hospital, you're going to have them. They're nurses. They took over Malcolm X. They're the doctors. They're the lawyers, they're radiologists, they're everything because of the education they're giving them, making them want to inspire when they're trying to hold our folks. I read that. I got very upset.
And people should.
Well, they ain't paying attention. They're too busy looking at this so-called affirmative action.
Affirmative action, and I agree with you. But before you go, I need you to do me one thing. Just wish me a wonderful happy birthday for tomorrow. That'll make my day.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to play something for you before I go to. Look, but this is really subron. This is why I mentioned this. They got our folks. Did you see the piece about four living presidents, only one of them, one descendants of slaves, and that was Trump, Barack from slaves, Bush from slaves, Bison slaves. They're going to say, no. Because our people don't understand.
Don't understand.
And
well, people need to read.
Then you got Barack and Friday's paper talking about affirmative action allowed Michelle and me to prove we belong. He can't put Michelle with him. Michelle is a descendant of enslaved black in America. He's not.
And he is not, Ms. Tillman.
He's using Michelle and said, Michelle and I, he always belonged. He was in all those schools and doing all that stuff before that, and he wasn't even identifying with us, you know.
And you were right on point when you talked about the elitists who really benefited, and for the most part, you had some, but a lot of them, Ms. Tillman, left the community and didn't do it. So I didn't listen to any of that commentary about affirmative action. You need to keep your eye on what they're doing. You're paying for these people to, as they say, a better education outcome, when for the last 20, 30 years, they have not educated your children, so your children can't get those jobs that require good skills and advanced education.
Oh, yeah, they're dumbing our people down. This is a generation of 50 years of making sure that these black children, you're not a patriot, you can't make it, you can't do nothing, you can't do this, and you can't do that. And they really have dumbed our people down. They have taken them and they're making them just be angry. That's why I be angry. But you can look it up. Y'all on the phone, on the radio listening, look up what they said. And Barack was a, you know, we voted for him and all, but hey, y'all. Hey, okay, Ron, thank you.
But you have a wonderful day, Miss Tillman.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you, Miss Tillman. Okay. Have a good day.
Okay, the rest of y'all got to hold on because I got to take a break. And 7 o'clock I'm going to do in the 7 o'clock hour because I didn't get the guest I was going to have Urban Prep on. I'm going to let y'all do call in and talk a lot. Let me see, Darva, you got to hold on now. We're going to do Johnny, This Is My Country by Johnny Taylor. So anyway, we're getting ready to, 4th of July is coming, a patriot, and all of that. Don't y'all let folks fool y'all. When that woman, what that basketball player name, was in jail over in Germany, her country of origin was America. She said, I'm American. Help me get out of this jail. Because they asked you your country of origin. If she had not been an American citizen, she might have still been in jail. Guess who's the first one standing up when they play the flag? She's a sit down with the national anthem. She's the first one to get up and salute. And she tell everybody, it was good to be an American when I was in that jail. This is Johnny Taylor. This is our country. Y'all on hold. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live. www.vn.com. On iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. And you can also get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. The Maribel Mission, we want your work. They're doing all this stuff, y'all. Please, y'all, wake up, black folks. Wake up. Johnny Taylor, y'all. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be back in a minute. We're talking about affirmative action, y'all. Let's talk about it. Y'all upset? Yeah. What about the LBG? Woman didn't want to. Her religion wouldn't let her go. They talking about, that's like stabbing Jim Crow 2.0. Hey, I'm moving about sex. I'll be moving about our rights. I'll be right back, y'all. That's America. Johnny Taylor.
Listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Need. Speaking from the White House, he added he understands millions of Americans are angry after today's decision. He blamed Republicans for forcing the issue all the way to the high court. Harvard says it will work to preserve the essential values of the university after the Supreme Court ruling ending affirmative action in college admissions. The court ruled in part on the lawsuit filed against Harvard by the group Students for Fair Admissions in 2014 that sought to end racial preference in admissions. And that is the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
iHeartRadio brings you News to View, streaming edition.
Looking for something to watch? Listen up. Next week on Netflix, Monday, it's season 2 of the kids' cartoon, Storybots, Answer Time. Next Wednesday, it's the debut of the Netflix family movie, Mr. Carr and the Knights Templar, and the Netflix docuseries, Quarterback, featuring Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota. Next Thursday on Netflix, we have the debut of the kids' cartoon Sonic Prime Season 2, as well as the new Netflix comedy series Survival of the Thickest. Next Friday, it's the premiere of the Netflix reality competition show Five Star Chef, the Netflix film Bird Box Barcelona, a new story expanding on the original Netflix hit, as well as the premiere of Season 5 of the reality show Too Hot to Handle with host Mary.
Celebrate the 30th anniversary of the African Caribbean International Festival of Life, combined with the Jerk Seafood and Vegan Fest, Saturday through Tuesday, July 1st through the 4th in Washington Park, Chicago. Live in concert, Rich Homie Quan, R&B legend Heatwave, reggae megastar Capleton, Haitian Rooney Rude Boy, plus Lil June, Stone Love, King Addies, Bass Odyssey, and the Galaxy of Caribbean. Afrobeat, R&B, pop, blues, jazz, Latin, gospel, and other world music entertainers. It's a festival of music, food, arts, crafts, games, and more. For more info and tickets, visit internationalfestivaloflife.com or call 312-427-0266. It's a Martin International production, sponsored by NBC5 Chicago, Telemundo, Lincoln Insurance Agency, Chicago Community Trust, Gift of Hope, Brunsville Academy Charter School, Rogers Park Fruit Market, La Fruteria, Inc., and Old World Market.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay. Quality conversation, protecting, preserving, and preparing our past, present, and future. Sunday evening at 4 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Parents and grandparents, there's a free esports gaming program for young adults 18 years and older that teaches web development and design, coding, robotics, video editing, music composition, and video game design on a college campus in the south suburbs of Chicago. It will help them prepare for the future and their future. The program starts on July 3rd at Prairie State College. The daily program schedule is from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Call 773-466-4234. 773-466-4234 or visit clickservices.org.
Sometimes even heroes need hope. As part of the Governor's Challenge Initiative to prevent suicide among service members, veterans, and their families, the Veterans Crisis Line is available with free and confidential support. You do not need to be enrolled in VA services to use the Crisis Line, and any information you provide will be confidential. Dial 988+1. Or text 838-255. Hope is just a phone call away.
Ladies and gentlemen, Timeless Gifts presents Timeless, a musical review.
Hi, it's Joan Colasso, director of Timeless, a musical review featuring some of the most incredible yet-to-be-discovered young talent in Chicago. Experience this riveting musical that highlights many of the accomplishments and contributions of African Americans in theater, film, and television from shows like Porgy and Bess, Dream Girls,
You're Gonna Love Me,
Motown the Musical.
I can really shake them down.
Do you love me?
Ain't Misbehaving.
The room is rocking.
And many more. Four nights only, Thursday through Sunday, July 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th at the South Shore Cultural Center, 7059 South Shore Drive, sponsored by the Rolla Klepek Foundation for the Performing Arts. For tickets and information, go to timelessgifts.org or call 312-808-0005.
From Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I'll read.
Ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind. Dr. Keith, I've been to the mountaintop. You know, come to the place where our father cried and died, but we built and we moved and we did what we had to do. We were black patriots. Now, I know y'all use 7 o'clock. Whatever we're going to do in the 7 o'clock hour, that black, black, black. And then I got somebody I'm going to play in the place of the black, black, black. Okay. And then we're going to come back to some other stuff. Because I thought our children don't even know about this lady. You might not know then. Let's take a deep breath here. Because I'm schooling my little young engineer. He learns. I love him to death. He just found out about Marian Anderson, a great trailblazer. Take a deep breath. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Two more times. Black, 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 black. One more time. And you know I'm going to still do Dr. King's speech, okay? Black, 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 black. Hey, y'all. 4th of July, Patriots. Come on, black children. Listen to this.
Marian Anderson, distinguished American contralto, sings the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
You learn that black folks sing opera, baby.
Of the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the heavens.
Yeah.
Light, for
black patriots. As we fought for our rights. Black patriot. Sing that opera, black woman. Black children, that's a black woman singing opera. Dr. King loved Marian Anderson.
I come here tonight.
Tell him, Dr. King, because Dr. King loved Marian Anderson. That's a black patriot. Tell him, Dr. King, something wrong with these folks. They can't fight because other folks lead them.
I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul.
Tough, black patriot.
With a pen and and ink of self-assertive manhood, his own emancipation.
That's the man. That's the man. These folks talking this stuff. Free thinking. Critical thinking.
Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black.
See, this is a serious man. He didn't make no money off of nobody. He died for you and I without trying to make money. Folks using us to make money, taking us down. His thing was lifting us up. Aren't you fighting for the education? No, y'all listen to TV.
I want to get the language right.
You get your language from TV.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black. I gotta be careful in the pride today, Dr. King. I'm proud of it. I'm black and I'm beautiful, y'all. That's my leader. I brought y'all Marian Anderson so y'all can understand a black patriot. All our children don't know all of this. They got a feeling, oh, like we can't do nothing. We ain't nothing. But you don't, you know, putting sex up in their faces and stuff. I don't know what's wrong with them parents taking these children to that mess. I saw somebody on TV saying, what they did to LGBT is a shame when they struck down something in the courts. It's like Jim Crow when they used to do it to blacks. I went, dog, that's somebody using us again. You know, I just tell you, Dr. King, I'm proud of it. I'm black and I'm beautiful. We're going to be talking to y'all all day. Because we are patriots. I am a black patriot. I believe in God, family, and country, family and God. And they done took y'all, this demonic stuff taking over, done took y'all from the church. Them same ones, and our people are so easy. See, sometimes we're easily led because of post-traumatic slavery syndrome. We're like adopted children always looking for their parents or something. And I'm not knocking adopted children. But this is our country. And everybody come here and push you back, and you help get them here, and you don't have nothing. I don't care about this so-called affirmative action because it's not what we fought for. You got everybody. You got sex in there. You got the white woman. That's why she's fighting so hard. She's getting all the money. Black folks is not even in. Black folks is not even, you know, trade. They're not in any of these unions. We can't get the contracts. You use us like slaves anyway. That's Jim Crow 2.0, to be in a school all day and come out and can't read. And now you say, well, we're going to make it better because we're going to tax you and let these immigrants come in. Hey, y'all, wake up. And then black folks who done made it, stop pushing this on us. Please. I tell y'all, it's 7 o'clock. And now, you know, we do at that time. Our number is 773-5969. We're streaming live at www.viewing.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us up. You go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And you can also get us on BlogTalk if you miss us. This article, what Obama said about affirmative action in the paper yesterday, is a disgrace, and that's how he made it. See, folks will believe that mess, too. And it's not true. Nothing against them. Just want to stay with the history. Okay. I'm telling y'all. And I really don't care because, let me tell you something, I'm 76 years old, and I've given my whole life to black people. I grew up in the movement, and I know folks. I do it in the spirit of Jimmie Lee Jackson, Martin Luther King Jr., Meg Everett, you know, Malcolm X, all these folks who gave so much, even Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who taught black folks who they were, who gave so much, and y'all being manipulated. Because your mind, you being manipulated. Okay, y'all, I'm going to go back to the phone, and I'm going to let y'all talk. And I tell you, let us do it. Now, Darva, I hope you're back. Yeah, Darva.
Yes, my sister, I am. Thank you so much, Dorothy, for being alderman of in my world where you are alderman for almost 20-some years, so I appreciate that. Everything you said today, I want to say this because, you know, I'm a Scorpio, you're a Taurus, and we work good together. You have really said a lot of things and put a lot
more than that, I'm a God-fearing woman.
Oh, yeah, we know that. Well, you know, Dorothy, people get kind of offended when I talk about God all the time, but I still do it. But, yes, we know Yahweh and Yeshua is in control of everything. That's right, God-fearing, so am I. So I want to say to you today, everything you said today, you said a mouthful, but people don't seem to understand. But let me say this to you. From what I learned over my 55 years of my life, the education, the education system, the welfare system, the prison system, the VCFS system, the banks, the leaders, the politicians, our government, our churches, and the real estate industry, don't let me leave them out. They are all took money off of the backs of the blacks. And so what I want to say to you, we formed 12 organizations, and I ask, can I let you know that we are blacksincommunity@gmail.com. That is one of our websites, and unityinblackcommunities@gmail.com.
Okay, I got to go in a minute because my phone lit up.
I'm done. Thank you, my dear.
Let me just say this. All ministers are not like that. And see, we can't paint a brush for
everybody. No, not all. Everybody.
All elected officials. We got some that go in there, and they say they go in there to want to do, and as they're trying to do, they get knocked upside the head. So we don't want. We want to leave some room there. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. I tell you, I'm not. Who's that on five? If I don't get no name, I won't be talking to him. I tell you that. Okay. Mama D.
Hallelujah. Greetings and happy Earth Day birthday to Ron. Things won't change for NAA, a subjugated race. They lost when the language changed to minorities consisting of countries and white women.
Mm-hmm.
The ruling adds a category of new Americans and encourages military citizenship. There's a twofold solution. First,
You said a mouthful. The military citizenship, where they tell black folks, black men don't go to the military, the illegal immigrants are in the military and they get citizenship. That's what's been going on.
Absolutely.
And they're captains. And they're captains. You go and they tell you don't go in the police force. And in the evening, you see Chinese, immigrants, and you get white men. Who got the white shirts on at night? You don't find too many black ones. No black.
And trying to pass a law to make illegals police officers, instantly throwing them into the middle. Getting back, solution. First of all, demand reparations for the slavery crimes against humanity and Jim Crow genocide. That is different from racial discrimination. And second, former slaves and slave owners must unite in peoplehood to save the America they built from spiritual and constitutional decay. Now, my question is this. Why are NAA's Indigenous Native Americans, Africans, fighting or upset over action that does not affirm them instead of demanding reparations now?
Well, Mark could answer you very clear on that. First of all, most folks don't understand what reparative damage is. They just think it's something else. That's why. That's another thing. And
the other reason, entitlement program.
And the other reason they're fighting is because they're being led because of post-traumatic slavery syndrome. These leaders are leading the average person that they want to keep as an underclass so they can make money into this. But this leadership is wrong, and they're
leading us astray, and that is why we are worse off today than we were 60 years ago.
Okay. Mama, did you read Jimmy's book, Black Patriots?
Yes, I read his book. We are more Americans than anybody
we
in
are.
America.
This is our country.
But we don't want to hear that.
Because they want everybody else.
The country and not the continent.
Well, they want
people
us.
People living on the continent don't claim it. I'm from Ghana. I'm from Nigeria. I'm from Kenya.
I'm from Jamaica. I'm from
the country.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I have to let you go. You know, these other folks who came here, I'm America. I learned the Constitution. I do all this and all the resources, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to put my foot on your neck. Thank you, Mama D. You know what's so funny is that the Asian person who called us up in the court, some of being discriminated against, nobody discriminated against us more than them. You cannot, how do you come in America, use America tax dollars to build your community? You don't hire black folks. They can't work in your community. They can't live in your community. And nobody raised that. And like my friend told me last night, we got to do a forensic audit also with the Board of Education to see where our tax dollars are going. Okay. I tell you, tax dollars.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm like you, Dorothy. You know, we had a press conference Wednesday morning about the issue of CPS. Their budget is $9.4 billion.
And it's not for us.
Even the Aldermans don't even know where that money is going.
We got to do forensic. We got to demand as a people forensic audit of that place to see what's going on. And I don't think that they, and you know, you can help me look this up. I don't think the Board of Education have a legal right to levy taxes against us. And I got to find out when do they get that right. Now, I know that the city council, who was home rule, gave the city college a right to levy. And when they levy, they come, not the city council, city colleges, they come to city council for you to okay it. I don't know, and that's why I can't speak on it, but we're going to get the information. You are, too.
Let me tell you where this came from.
No, the legal stuff. I want to look at legal this and that. Who gave the authority?
This is what happened, and I want everybody to
now,
write.
Wait, before you start giving out information. This is the legal authority that was given to them to levy taxes. That's what you put in the
yes.
Say. Okay.
This is where this crap came from. In 1970, folks, write this down, equalizing school funding and the 1970 Constitutional Convention.
Oh.
That's where this crap came from.
They gave the Board of Education a right to levy taxes on us?
This is where this stuff came from.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. Thank you.
Equalizing school funding and the 1970 Constitutional Convention. This was the synopsis done by a father and son team called Thomas D. Wilson and John K. Wilson, professors.
Okay, let me ask you, because see, that is stuff that I didn't know that. I know, because see, the state have the main responsibility of
education. Article 10, Section 1.
Huh?
Article 10, Section 1.
So the state have the responsibility.
Primary.
Now, so I don't understand the main responsibility. How do we get taxed by the
because
board? Wait, let me ask you the question. I want to get there. How do we get taxed by the board and also taxed by the city of education? Now, repeat that. You said it was the 1972 convention?
1970. The title is Equalizing School Funding and the 1970 Constitutional Convention. Everybody.
So then what they
everybody
do?
In this state should read this.
So let me ask you.
Now,
so
this is what happened.
Okay.
At the educational committee, and everybody should know Dawn Clark Nitch.
Oh, I remember her.
Well, she was a delegate.
Uh-huh.
And Cliff Kelly was a delegate.
Yes, Cliff
to
was
this
a
convention.
Delegate. They had it in Gary, didn't they?
No, it was in Springfield.
Springfield. Oh, that's right.
For a whole year. A whole year. Well, what happened, they was down there discussing equality and equity. Equality and equity.
Well, I don't know we use the word equity until lately. I thought it was equality.
This was done at the convention.
Okay.
They used those two words. But the problem was there was one delegate that stood up and disagreed with the majority because the majority was trying to get Springfield to fund education between 90% to 100% percentile. And this one delegate stood up and said, wait a minute, I disagree. What about the exceptional children? And folks, do you know what that means? He was talking about white children. Now, County. Cook County got 140 school districts, 140. Three school districts up north got more damn money than the other 137 put together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that became, and that's because the whites did not want their tax dollars to go to educate our children. They did not want equality, and they did not want equity.
So you're saying legally in our Constitution, they gave the board the right to levy taxes on property taxes. That's what I'm trying to find out. Who gave them the right to legally levy property taxes?
Your state representative did that because...
Well, I'm going to look it up some more. I got to go. I'm glad to hear this because who gave them the right to levy taxes?
Now your legislators.
You're finna get into
your legislators.
Okay. And
they did that. Because if you understand what happened, the courts told Springfield that it was unconstitutional to use property taxes.
Well, the courts have said that, why in the hell? Wait a minute. You done got into something. The courts told them it was unconstitutional. So why are they using it? Who overrode the courts?
What happened at the convention, the delegates voted to take the judiciary system out of the whole issue of funding education.
Okay. I need to look at it myself. I want to read it some more, and we'll go in depth to that because I want to do, we're going to maybe toward the end of July, we're going to really get into this whole thing because they're getting ready to have an elected school board, and they haven't elected them yet. They're still dealing with the maps.
Wait.
The state rep who's now the deputy mayor, deputy chief of staff, she put in there that immigrants should be able to vote for the elected school board, and it passed. So we're going to talk later now. Thank you so much, okay? Okay. Thank you.
You ought to have me on your show.
No, but you don't have to ask for the show. I need the information.
You
need the information.
You ought to have me on your show.
Well, let's get the information and see about what's going on first, okay? Okay. Now, I don't know. I got to take a break. Okay. I got Dennis Lance, Lace Wells from Urban Prep. Who's going to give? Do you have time to tell us what happened on? I'll come back to Dennis, hold on. I didn't know you were going to come on because I told him, let me talk to you. Then I would have worked it out. I would have had you at my 7 o'clock guest. I'm going to get him back, too. But hold on, Dennis. I got to take a break. Talk of Chicago 6900 VNN. Our number is 773-591-6900. We're streaming live. www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. We're on Blog Talk if you miss us. Get your coffee, get your tea, and be gone for 2 minutes. And come back and talk to me. And I'm still want to talk about what we're talking about, y'all. And I'm also going to get Dennis. I wish we would have talked to him. Okay. Be right back, y'all.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Over the past several decades, social determinants have been increasingly recognized as significant contributors to disorders of health and development, in particular for children and youth. I'm Dana Devine, host of the Equal Health, Equal Hope show. This Saturday, we'll talk about how a child's development is also embedded within a complex system of relationships. Join the conversation. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
WVON is proud to welcome Wintrust Financial to the Tuesday 3:30 Focus. Tune in and see why Wintrust is Chicago's bank for personal and commercial customers. They have hundreds of neighborhood locations with one near you, no matter if it's an auto or a mortgage. Wintrust is there for you. Visit Wintrust.com to find a neighborhood location near you. Tune in Tuesday for the Wintrust 3:30 Focus.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704. CordellCordell.com.
Dad, over. Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge.
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Breeding.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music. Playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are five product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
Whoa!
free. Yeah. From Marvin Gaye, from Marian Anderson to Marvin Gaye, Black Patriots. Let me just say this before I go any further about Miss Christine King Ferris, Dr. King's sister, the last one that was living. She passed on Thursday. You can, Bernice gave a nice tribute to her aunt. My heart and my spirit goes out to the King family. I knew Miss Ferris. I've been on some panels with her in Alabama. Dr. King loved his sister. She wrote several books and teaching folks about Martin and, you know, when they was growing up. And she said one thing that I thought was really funny. Not funny, but true. She said that her brother changed the world, and she wanted to know that his character was built from somewhere. And if you ever read about in fact, Miss Farrell looked just like her mama. If you read about Dr. King's mother and about Dr. King, you will find out that his mother was really the one that molded his thinking about how he was, because his dad was one way, his mother was really something else. I was reading, I got all of these, I got these big, thick books on the memoir of Dr. King when he did his thesis, and he talks about his mother and then how she molded. And doing that, he's a member of the NAACP during that time, that was something to be a member of that. It ain't nothing now. And Miss Farrell was quite a woman. I remember her, and I've had the honor of meeting and being her president and speaking with her and being on panels with her. You know, she helped maintain and kept her brother's work alive. Mrs. Farrell worked very closely with Miss Coretta Scott King. They was always, they were like a twosome until Miss King passed. She gave Miss King strength. Miss King gave her strength because they both was two ladies hurting, one for the brother and one for the husband. But she also was on the board of the King Center, worked to make sure that all that work got done. But Miss Ferris was really something. She was a sister, because you remember his brother, and I'm going to come to the board in a minute. His brother was drowned, and they showed it through him in the swimming pool. And his mother got shot down while she was playing the organ at Ebenezer. Mrs. Farrell remained true to the Ebenezer until she passed, and true to the vision and the hope. My prayers go out to, because she tried to hold those children, Bernice and all of them. You know, that was their auntie. That was like probably the last closest person that was to their daddy. Heart goes out to the King family, to you, Martin, and to Bernice, and to Dexter. Prayers go out. And also to Aveda King. Heart goes out to you. Aveda King, that's her auntie, and she was close to her. Aveda King's father was with Dr. King. You just never, he was like one step behind him. So when they assassinated Dr. King, they threw him in the swimming pool and pretend he died drunk when the man didn't even drink. That's a whole nother story. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't let the day go by without saluting and giving my heart out to the King family. Miss Christine Farrell, God got you. Your spirit will be with your brother now. Okay, we going back. I'm sorry, got a little touch there. Happy birthday also to Esther in Montgomery. I know it's your birthday on the 4th. My grandmother's birthday would have been on the 4th. We always came together when she was alive to be around her. And happy birthday to all of you. Whoever got this birthday coming up this week, happy birthday, y'all, and happy birthday to Ron. Okay, I was talking about a lot of stuff, but Urban Prep was in court. I told y'all, I'm coming back to the phone. And the judge ruled in their favor to make them come to state. They had to stay until they could still have their school for right now. And I was going to have, I told y'all at the beginning, the Urban Prep on and the lawyer and them to talk about it so y'all could talk to them. But we didn't get a chance because I didn't get a chance to talk to him in advance. He did call, and I do have his number now. and I'm going to set up some time so that he and his lawyer, and they can talk to you so you all can get an understanding of what's going on with Urban Prep and the Board of Education trying to throw their school into a failing school. So we're going to talk about that. Urban Prep, know we got you in our heart. Okay, let me go back to the phone. Karen, you've been waiting a long time. Karen, I'm going to try to get as many calls in as possible. Karen?
How you doing, Dorothy?
I'm all right.
Listen, number one, it's time for us to quit putting the whole responsibility into one person. We are all leaders. That means we must now start reading and start executing. Tax doctor who just went off, a lot of people don't pay him no attention, but he is full of knowledge because you know what he's done with his time? He's done extensive research.
Oh yeah,
and many don't listen to him. And another thing I want to suggest to the listening audience, go read the Constitution. The Constitution is where they're making their moves, but it's also where we have real lawsuits. When you say the Board of Education, if you don't know the origin of things, then we're lost. The Board of Education, when the Rockefellers took it over, they said just as boldly, we want a world full of workers, not thinkers. The Board of Education was designed to use your taxpayer dollars to finance what they want. Amendment one
okay,
on
Karen,
the last election.
Karen, hold up, because I can't keep you a long time. Hold up. Now, first of all, I was talking about the state of Illinois and the Chicago Board of Education that right now I want to look at a forensic audit. So we're going to do that, and I do pay attention to the tax dollar. I don't care what nobody else
says. I'm not saying you don't.
There's no disagreement. I'm saying I pay attention. That's why I let him come on, and I will be talking to him later. But, Karen, let me just say this. What I disagree with you on, everybody has to have leaders. That's one of the things they've been telling our children.
Well, just ask yourself this. What all the leaders that we've had, how come we can't look out the front? Wait, let me just say. How come we can't look out the front door of the average black community across the globe?
I see that, but I think you have to have
across the globe.
Okay.
No, the leader is within yourself.
Okay.
That means study to show yourself approved
so it
will be more than just one person who has the answers because right now it's not working for us.
Okay.
We have nothing.
Okay.
We're at the bottom.
Okay.
So I'm just asking my people, go study that Constitution, break it down, read for yourself so that you can share with others.
Very important.
That's all I want to say.
I got you.
Thank you.
I agree with Karen that knowledge, the first step in nonviolence is to gather information. And under the leadership of Dr. King and James Bevel, we had to read. We had to read to develop character and know information and all. Leadership, some leaders like to tell you what to do, and other leaders like for you to grow to be able to do. And that was the difference. We used to talk about it in the meetings I am the way I am because I studied under Bevel and other, where you take them and you grow your team. And there are some leaders don't want the team to grow because they too wants to have servants. But everybody, the whole world, have leaders. And if black folks start thinking that's the problem, they say, we don't need no leaders. Yes, you do. You need your leaders in the business community. You need your leaders in the community of your faith. I say I'm a Christian. You need leaders in your social. You need all of that. But we need to make sure that they stay on our issues. And they don't, they need to go. But that do not mean, I agree with Karen, that we do have to read. And most of your leadership now don't even read. Even your preachers don't read. You got folks who've been here a long time. All they do is wait for they get the talking point, and they read off of that. But you do have leaders. Everybody in this city, in this country, have leaders. They have business community leaders. You know, they have religious leaders. They have educational leaders. They have all these things, these people come together. That's all I want to say, Karen, but you should read, and I agree with you on that, okay? And we're running out of time now, so y'all got to help me. Jane.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brother Ron, and much love and respect.
Uh-huh.
All people have leaders. Animals have leaders.
Thank you, James.
It's what type of leadership you're going to have.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me and you talk.
No, you're absolutely right. You look at the flock of birds when they fly. There's a leader in the front showing them turning how to go. Go on. Now, you got a minute, James.
Oh, man. Don't give me a minute.
I got 15 minutes. You're wasting them. I got 15 minutes, and my boy's lit up.
Dr. King made a press conference. He said he feared he had led his people into a burning house or a burning building. You said you was going to tell me exactly what he meant. I want you to tell me what you think he meant, and I would like to
Why are you being so angry with me, James? Don't sound like that.
No, I'm not being angry. I'm trying to get what I got to say because you told me I only had a minute.
James.
I'm not angry with you.
Hey, James, be calm with me.
I love you.
I love you, too. Look, James, I was told everybody in the meantime to go look at that. They can look at the video. I want my audience to go look so the audience could have an intelligent discussion when we discussed that. It was on NBC. It was in, you can get that video he did, the interview with, I don't remember who it was, but it was the first color interview he had done, and I want the audience to do. And I'm glad you mentioned that, James. And we're going to get to it. Just give me a minute.
This okay.
This is just some urgent stuff that I had to deal with today. All this stuff popped up yesterday and all this stuff. But we're going to have
all right, okay. You keep saying you're going to get to it. I'll be waiting.
Dr. King
realized what the great Marcus Garvey realized in the 1920s.
Okay, I got it.
We
go.
Did not go back and reclaim
go.
Africa.
I got to go.
Wait a minute. We did not go back and reclaim
that's how you
Africa.
Feel. I know. I disagree with you on that. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
See, that's the problem now. Everybody talking about how you going to reclaim something when you don't know what country you came from. That don't mean that we don't relate to our African brothers and sisters. You can't. How you going to jump past State Street and go to Africa before you try to deal with what's going on with our people here. James, I love you so much, my brother, and we're going to get to it. We got to reclaim what we built here. We got to reclaim this country that's ours, and we got to reclaim everything that's due us and everything that we're supposed to have and what future we have for our children. Reclaim that. I tell you. Run out of time, Cliff. All right.
How you doing, Dorothy? I'm going to try to go through this real quick. Whoever thought Clarence Thomas would come to the rescue? You know, he actually, boy, I mean, I have disagreed with him. And then you mentioned something about homosexuals. They were upset about the LGBT thing. They were talking about they can discriminate when they shot down that bill. But obviously the Kendall Moore show, the example they gave was, well, somebody can discriminate you if you come in there being a trans and working in their company. But I'm going to give another example. You cannot be, if you got trans users on the women's swimming team taking all the trophies. That's discrimination. They shouldn't be able to do that. Shouldn't be able to take showers in the women's washroom with men's genders on it. There's a whole lot of that.
I didn't like Reyes. This woman was on saying what they did to them is the same thing they did to blacks in Jim Crow. I got upset about that. But
they call Clarence Thomas a sellout. I mean, he did things we don't like, but here we go. But when they
I don't just like Clarence Thomas, and that's a whole other
discussion.
When
they make something for black folks, they can't talk about it. We want something strictly for black folks, like Mama D and you be saying. They don't want to deal with that.
Okay.
But they want to deal with make it look like blacks, but the affirmative action. But that's just one thing.
That affirmative action, one for us, no, they took it away.
They're taking everything. This is not what it was meant for when it was put up there. Now we didn't use that up. Let's go to black only. They don't want to deal with that. They want to call discrimination and use us right our back for what we built.
Okay,
that's
Ray.
My comment.
Thank you. And I'm gonna try to empty my board now. Y'all got. I gotta go in a minute, and I'm gonna try to get to y'all. So don't y'all do me in. I'm gonna get to Cliff. Cliff.
Hey, Miss Dorothy.
Hi. Be
quick. Hey, you celebrate the 4th of July?
What do you want to say, Cliff?
Do you? Yes or no?
This is my country.
Okay, goodbye.
This is my country, and y'all should read Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass, I go along with what Frederick Douglass said. But Frederick Douglass is also the one that went to Lincoln and told Lincoln and helped us got there. He writes, in fact, they said he wrote the Emancipation Speech. See, we get emotional. This is our country. This is our country. That sister who was over there in that jail, who used to who played basketball, who used to hate the national anthem, now she jumps up. She says she's so glad to be an American. So glad to be an American. Now, look, y'all, I got 30 seconds. You got to go. 30 seconds, Minister Plump.
We on Yashalom, Assalamu Alaikum. Happy 4th of July. The Harold Washington Foundation and Plump Music Productions presents Unity in the Community, Sunday, July the 2nd, tomorrow to the 4th Sunday. Lake Grove Village, 3515 South Cottage Grove, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. For more information, call Minister Plump at 312-833-0475.
Thank you, Plump.
In the building. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay, I'm running out of time, Pastor Weatherspoon.
God bless you, Dorothy.
No more calls, y'all. Okay, God bless you, too.
God bless you. We got to...
This is the last. I'm going
to
take that one.
Well, our people, we need to get back to God. You know, out of God getting talent. God has chosen us for the founding of the earth. The charity began at home. We built this country. This United States, so is a bad track.
Black folks got to reclaim it, and we can't just
reclaim it.
Yeah, we run it, and everybody else do it. Thank you, Reverend Mother.
Right.
God bless you.
You
have a safe weekend. We better claim it. Reg, you got 10 seconds. You snuck in there, Reg. No more calls, y'all, Reg. I'm going to try to get you, Reggie.
No, it's over with. But, you know,
I got you, Reggie.
You know, Sir Henry Cheatham, This Is My Country, he always plays it on his show by Curtis Mayfield. This is my country.
That's right.
This is my country.
Yeah.
This is my country.
I should have played Johnny Taylor instead of Curtis Mayfield. I should have played Curtis Mayfield. You're right, Reggie. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you. I don't know if I can play a little of that and slide into can I play a little of that and slide into Ray Charles? Do I have time to do both of them? My Country by Curtis Mayfield. And then I want to go out with Ray Charles, America. Okay, this is, he's right. Thank you, Reggie. Y'all done got tricked. Hey, you running right here. I ain't got this. My child ain't got no school. Why he finding it? Kaepernick, y'all be following this man. He raised by a European couple, a billionaire, and said that he don't believe in capitalism. Well, give your money back. Bring it to the black community and build something and give it away. Capitalism got you rich. Yeah.
Some people think we don't have the right.
And I'm going to slide into Ray Charles. I just drew a few seconds of that and slide into Ray Charles.
Before they give it,
yeah, I have enjoyed
they
this.
Rob and fight.
Yes,
then
I know you're listening. Happy birthday. Thank you, Tax Dollars.
I've paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and wealth for my
life. How long is it?
This is my country. For me to go second class, we've survived a hard blow, and I want you to know
I might take it on
that you'll raise up the land, and I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country.
It's my country, y'all. Y'all want to give it up, y'all can, to all these folks who died to get here. As Ray Charles said, America is my country, and I'm not giving it up. Y'all get Jimmy Tillman's handbook of the Great Black American Patriot, my son's book. It's a good book, y'all. I think you get it from Tillman's family. Get him and Ebony got a company. TillmanFamilyCompany.com.
This is my country.
Woo! Woo! That's going to Ray Charles. Woo! It's my country. Ray Charles said, God bless America. We got to put God back into America, y'all. Hey, we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting some demons out here, y'all. And it's like they're taking over. And God we trust is on your money and everywhere you go. And all of our patriots who made it, the folks who built Howard, who built hospitals, who built schools, believed in God. The folks who survived all that, believed in God. Put God back into the schools. Put God back into the family. God bless America. Because if it bless America, he's blessing me. And all you illegal immigrants just get on back up. Y'all, what you, go back home. I'm sorry, y'all probably mad at me. But you come over here and treat us bad. How you going to take my tax dollars and give it to somebody else and then tell us America ain't nothing? Something wrong with that. Sing it, Ray Charles. America. TillmanFamilyPress.com for Jimmy Tillman. Great black American patriot. He did a good job on that book, I got to say. Me and him fight about a lot of things, but this book is worth everybody to have it in their home for their children. Ah, Fox, I don't want to see your book, boy. I read this book, I was pleasantly surprised. It's my oldest son. What'd it say? Woo! Can I take it out? Yeah. Yeah! I don't care what y'all say. Kaepernick, if you don't believe in capitalism, take your money and give it to the black community. You are, hey. Y'all better look it up. There's only one president that's living that didn't have ancestral slavery, and that was Trump, Obama, Bush, and Biden. Put Biden, I'll put y'all back in chains. Woo! Wait a minute. Thank you, Karen. I thank all of my callers, all my listeners. Karen, you're right. They need to read, Karen. Got to read. I salute all the black patriots who died, all of our soldiers. Yeah. My children's father is a veteran. All of the black soldiers, all of them black folks who gave their life, not just in the civil rights movement and in the army, but in the civil rights movement. Woo! Hey! Woo! America! These folks who talk about it, they still try to make money from it. Woo! I ain't worried about reparations. Yay! America! Woo! God shed his grace. You better put God back in your heart, in your school, in your home. Because God knew what he was doing when he put this together. And you have built what you have built. God grace. Woo! Oh, Lordy! I said next week, 10 seconds. That's all right. We get Rapper, I'll see y'all. Put God back in it. I love you.
In this slavery industry, is this nation's foundation?
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVOS.
Face an admission cycle Chicago. With fewer opportunities to attend the same colleges that their parents and older siblings did. New Jersey Senator African-American Cory Booker called the 6-3 ruling a devastating blow to the education system.
The Republicans praising the decision, including black Republican running for...